Stop 5, Eastern Hemlocks. The marked railing continues on the left side of the boardwalk. Hemlock forests are cool. Literally, hemlock trees thrive in shade. The height of these magnificent trees enables them to reach high up into the tree canopy to capture sunlight, even if they happen to be growing in very shady woodlands. If you reach, you will feel the needles from the low branches of this tall hemlock tree. The texture of the needles is waxy, which helps the hemlock shed winter snow and maintain moisture year-round. Conifers are cone-bearing trees that have needles. The needles turn brown and drop like the leaves of deciduous trees, trees like the maple and black birch, which drop all their leaves in the autumn. But hemlock needles are not shed all at one time, so the trees always look evergreen. Hemlocks also have small cones containing seeds, which are relished by many wintering songbirds. Take time now to listen for some of our year-round resident birds. Although you might hear birds singing most in spring when they are breeding, these bird songs can be heard in any season. One of the easiest songs to recognize is the chickadee-dee-dee of the black-capped chickadee, our state bird. In winter, chickadees often travel in mixed flocks with other small birds, including tufted titmice and white-breasted nuthatches. The titmouse has a chiva, chiva, chiva call like this. The nuthatch's nasal yank, yank sounds like this. Some of the larger birds you will hear include the bright red cardinal and the blue jay. They, too, have distinctive calls. Listen to the cardinal. And now the blue jay. You may be fooled by this bird. People sometimes think this is an owl, but it's actually a mourning dove. Other year-round residents include the downy woodpecker and the red-bellied woodpecker. Listen for these birds as you walk on. As you leave this stop and approach the dock and fire pond, move quietly. You might hear a plop or splash of a turtle or frog disturbed by your arrival, dropping into the safety of the water.